Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As we come close to the end of 2022, how have your investments performed? As of mid-afternoon Tuesday this week, results for most investors looked bleak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 8% year-to-date. The Standard & Poor's 500 sank almost 20%. The Russell 2000 declined more than 22%, while the NASDAQ plummeted by more than one-third. If you were holding bonds at the beginning of this year, the almost 150% increase in the U.S. Treasury 10-year debt interest rate saw the value of your bonds sink. In industrial commodities, almost all major metals prices were down this year, other than molybdenum and nickel. Brent crude oil was up only about 9%, and natural gas in the U.S. rose about one-third. Sales of homes and motor vehicles have been declining in recent months. In fact, retail sales, as measured in the number of units sold, has also been declining over the past few months. Workers' incomes increased, but less than the increase in consumer prices. Further, the decline in the average hours worked per capita also cut into employee earnings. The number of full-time workers in America is down over 700,000 since May. Did any American investments do well? Yes, some individual stocks. A big winner for part of this year was the U.S. dollar index. It peaked a few months ago at about a 20-year high, but has since retreated almost 10%. Still, as of 2 days ago, it was up almost 9% year-to-date. What other assets have also done well this year? Even against the strong U.S. dollar, the price of gold was close to break-even. Silver was up more than 3%, and platinum increased almost 7%. These results blow away those of stocks and bonds. Against several major world currencies, the price of gold set all-time record high prices this year. Owning precious metals this year protected investors when the value of their paper assets sank. Did you own gold and silver? That's it for today. Have a happy new year and come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.